Hello, this is Radio Carver, and today we're going to be interviewing some people to tell us their wonderful stories about families who cared about some plants. Who do we have today?
Hello, my name is Timothy.
Hello, my name is Laurel.
Hello, my name is Daphne.
Hello, my name is Isolde.
Hello, my name is Isabella.
Hello, my name is Steffi.
Steffi, what do you have to tell us?
Well, I interviewed my grandmother, Laura, and her plant that is very important to her is the orchid. A long time ago, on her birthday, a boy that liked her decided to give her a bouquet of orchids. She didn't really like him back, but this was always kept very close to her, and she still gives orchids to everyone, no matter what occasion it is.
My story is about my great aunt, who always loved eating roses because it smelled good and it tasted amazing. In restaurants anywhere around the world that are fancy, you pay a fortune to eat salads with roses, petals, everything. But you can actually just go to your garden, take a petal, and eat it. There, simple.
Absolutely, Timothy, you're so right. And how about you, Isabella? You interviewed Abuela Angela, your grandmother, right?
Yes, and she grew up in Puerto Rico. And since it's very hot down there, who liked to play outside a lot during the summer, got a lot of sunburns. So what they would do is they would cut open an aloe vera plant that they had in their garden, and they would put it on their skin to heal the sunburns.
Very clever. We should remember that the more natural the medicine is, the better. Okay, now Daphne, I remember your grandmother.
She was a teacher, and at the beginning of her years of teaching, it was really hard for her. So to go through the day and to make it, she had this plant on her desk. It's a camellia. When she saw it, it was like magic. It made her feel better. Oh, and by the way, she loved plants so much, it inspired my parents to name me after a plant, and she planted one of them in her garden. She planted a Daphne.
Wow, so this is really a family story. Let's travel to Spain now and meet Isolde.
My grandmother's name is Esperanza. When she was small, she used to have a garden with saffron in it, and she would pick it up on Sundays and she would bake. And my grandmother makes the most delicious paella you ever tasted, and she still does. I brought some. You want to taste it?
Sure, that smells amazing. I can smell it from here. And now let's travel to the south of France.
My grandma Monique, she had for Christmas, she had this tradition to use an olive tree instead of a regular Christmas tree, because after Christmas, the Christmas trees would just be thrown away, and since she didn't like that, she wanted to have an olive tree so she could plant it in her garden, so it's like a magical tree for her.
Thank you for all your beautiful stories. Today we've learned a lot about plants and that they come from different cultures. We can eat them, we can use them for healing and many different things. Now, what do we have to say to our audience?
Thank you.
Now let's go eat some paella.